Being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by a very special guest, the executive director of the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. That is Aaron Gerlich. And Aaron, first of all, thanks for taking some time to talk today. I understand you're just over a year into this position. How's it gone so far for you?
Yeah, it's been great. We've done a lot of moving and shaking and moving the needle. So, but happy to be here at another tournament. And this is what we love to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been a great year.
So one of the main reasons we're talking today is the IGHCU just announced the creation of something called the Iowa Girl Foundation. What are you able to share about the creation of this new group?
Yeah, so this is something that, was kind of thrown around in our office a little bit before and, just had a lot of other initiatives that we were going to tackle. So it was something that, really coming into my first year, I saw a lot of the benefit of a lot of the things that we were doing. We're doing our Empowering the Iowa Girl resources, and that's something that's free to schools, and we give them playbooks to kind of go through. And so it is a cost to us, but it's not a cost to our schools, and we just really want to provide resources. We think about, obviously we get to have a great impact on the girls that make it to our state tournament, the teams and the programs, but if you don't make it to that state tournament, I was a kid that didn't ever make it to the state tournament in any of my sports in high school, but we think about what does that mean to the Iowa girl who doesn't get the state tournament experience. We still want them to grow in their confidence and their leadership and all these other things. So we're kind of meeting people where they're at, meeting schools where they're at, and coming to them and providing these great resources. We're also doing more scholarship opportunities, and that's kind of taking over our existing scholarships as well. And then again, just with the thought of being able to do more and more our future champions clinics, building on those. So those will really help support all of those initiatives kind of outside of our championship space there.
Mm-hmm. And as far as rolling this out, is this going to be next school year, or what's kind of the time?
I mean, it's rocking and rolling now. We've been having some consistent meetings as far as just all of the organizational details that have to go into forming a 501c3 and doing all of the paperwork. And so we've had our business manager in on it, and then creating a board. We've got some incredible people that have been serving on that and meeting regularly, one of them being Lisa Bluter. And so we were thrilled that she was in a place where she really wanted to contribute, and this was something that really excited her. So got some big hitters on there that want to do a lot of great things, not just people within our organization. So we're really excited about the future of this and where we can take it.
All right, more to come with this. Sounds like a really exciting initiative. Well, a couple other things I want to ask you about. Here at State Softball, this is going to be the last year of this current format, because next year you guys are moving it to a double elimination format. I understand there's some construction going on here that's going to allow for an expanded format, but I guess could you just give me a little bit of background on why you guys decided to move to this double elimination format here next year?
Yeah, I mean, I think really it's when we are aligning our vision and all the good works that we're doing with Fort Dodge Parks and Rec, Lori Brandehorst and Hannah Engstrom and Chad Graff, all of the awesome people that we are in partnership with here, we kind of started dreaming of us together. This has been several years in the making, but we knew that if they could get the facilities to be able to do it, that we could put the format together to make it happen. So it was really this concerted effort, and the city of Fort Dodge is investing a lot of money into the construction and the vision that they've put together over there. And so you can see it's fun to kind of see it being unfolded. And so they're constructing two new fields, and so really kind of revamping some of the space where our Constellation fields are right now. And so we're really excited. I think early this fall we'll be able to put out what a real schedule is going to look like for this for next year, and really get going with it. But everybody is really buzzing. The Constellation games, it's one of those things that the schools don't want it to go away. We've asked time and time again, okay, is this something that they value or not? And at the end of the day, they do. It's like you don't get as much of the crowd. There's not necessarily that level of excitement behind it, where next year it's like every game matters, and that's going to be really big and really fun for everybody involved.
All right, so look for that coming up in the summer of 2026, a double elimination format. Another thing coming up in the next school year is the creation of a dual team wrestling tournament. It seems like this sport has just absolutely taken off from first just starting it up a few years back, then splitting it up to two enrollment classes, and now this dual team tournament. Just tell me about the excitement surrounding this, being able to add something else to girls wrestling.
Yeah, so we just at our latest look at where we're at with the number of programs that we have in wrestling. We've got 216 programs. Some of those are cooperative sharing programs where you've got multiple schools in one agreement to form a program, but we're up to 216, which is awesome. And we know that schools are still doing a lot of work to try to create a program and figure out, or who they're going to best co-op with and some different things like that. But, we really got to a point where over the last couple of years, we've been tracking not only the number of programs, but the fullness of programs, right? And so it's like we know for that dual team component, really looking at the fullness of the lineup there. And so what we have seen is that so many of our schools, they've got 10 plus girls filling their weight classes, which is awesome. And they're moving from their regular season formats from night to night, is from going from your individual scrambles and your individual tournaments to more of those dual team tournaments or those dual team nights, which is really fun. The girls love it. They love that team experience. And so I think that's really what's helped grown our participation and really strengthen the quality of wrestling that we've had. And so, we were in a place where it was looking at the data, I think we were ready for it. So it will not be this coming school year, it'll be the next one. So it'll be 2026, January 2026. And so we'll get more details on that yet to come, but we've kind of got a date set there. Still working on a location and things like that, but we're really excited. We know our schools are going to be ready for that, and the girls are just going to be on fire for it.
So the 26-27 school year?
Correct.
Is that right?
Okay. Correct. Okay. Yep, so January... So January of 27, yep. Yeah. It's when we're going to be rolling into it. So we're really excited about that.
You bet. Just a couple things left for you here. What keeps you busy here during state softball? You kind of just roam around checking it out? Or what's all part of your job here this week?
Yeah, no. I get the pleasure of handing out all of our tournament trophies, which, is sometimes hard when schools are losing and things like that. They're playing their final game. But that's always a joy for me to be able to do. But just a lot of our, supporting our staff and what we need and filling in any of those gaps. Today we had, a spectator go down in the stands because of heat. We had a lot of different communication that we had to put out with heat protocol and things like that. So really just staying on top of that, constantly communicating with our grounds crew. Nobody knows it, but, ahead of today's event, we had a power outage here this morning, and just getting all of those things racking and rolling so that we could have a great event today. And again, we love the staff here at Fort Dodge and all that they do. So it's a lot of it is, yes, a lot of it has been done before people get here, but there's not a whole lot of sitting around by anybody on our staff when it comes to this stuff.
You bet. Anything else going on here with the IGHSAU before we wrap up here today? Anything else kind of on the horizon for you guys?
No, I like to say we've got had the pleasure of bringing on some new staff members in July. People who have been close to our organization, but in March we brought in our long-term intern Elise Bolton, and so we got her off of the heels of an NCAA internship and got her into the office. She's been our tennis administrator, and so we had switched. This was our last spring of having spring tennis. We're rolling into fall. This is going to be our first season of having fall tennis. So that actually just starts here in a couple of weeks. We're really excited for what that's going to look like. We know there's always some growing pains when there's change, but we're really excited about that movement and to see what that brings. But yeah, we've got Tanya Moe she was a former AD at Linmar, former board member for the Girls Union. Brought her on, and she'll be doing basketball and soccer and a lot of our other administrative duties. We've got Jim Dewey, who's been a longtime AD with the Waukee school system, so Waukee Senior High and then Waukee Northwest. And so we're really excited to bring him on and his expertise of track and field and cross country and some eligibility things. And then Kylie Walker from the Iowa City Sports Commission. So we do so much over in Coralville and Iowa City, and she's been an integral part of what we've been able to do over there for our state event. So we've got, I think, just this rock star crew that we've been able to onboard, and so just letting them settle in a little bit, but I think that there's going to be some really good things to come this next year from our organization.
All right, well, that's been IGHSAU Executive Director Erin Gerlich joining me here on Radio On The Go Sports. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.